The Fairbanks Rescue Mission is opening a recycling center. The faith-based nonprofit, which provides housing, food, job training, and other services for the homeless, will collect paper, cardboard, and aluminum every Saturday. Rescue Mission Director Rodney Gaskins says the new recycling center will be user-friendly.
The people are going to come through. We're going to have volunteers to help them to get their material out of their car and to sort it so that they can just get back in their car and drive on.
Gaskin says recyclables will be baled with equipment purchased with a $35,000 grant from Walmart. The aluminum cans are going to a local pipe company and the newspaper to an Anchorage outfit that makes cellulose insulation, while the cardboard will be sent out of state for recycling. Shipping is being provided by numerous transportation companies that have empty trucks heading south. Gaskin says recycling is only one benefit of the program.
We're looking at it as a green-collar job for the homeless. Because I realize that a lot of people that come to the rescue mission, they don't have a problem finding a job. They have a problem keeping a job. So I wanted to create a controlled environment where they can work inside the rescue mission and that we can help them to overcome some of their issues to sustained employment.
The Rescue Mission is partnering on the project with Alaska Interfaith Power and Light, a nonprofit group that supports environmental programs. Coordinator Mary Walker says the Rescue Mission's work dovetails well with hers.
Taking people that a lot of others consider to be trash, and I did a lot of work on recycling resources that a lot of people throw in the trash, and so we just joined forces and decided that we wanted to bring a recycling center to the Fairbanks community, but also to provide job training, viable job training for the residents of the mission.
Walker says she's also designed green job programs for Beans Cafe and the Downtown Soup Kitchen in Anchorage and plans to incorporate the new recycling center into an environmental curriculum for local school kids.